How much could a barrel of liquid make?
That depended on the ground it was grown on. Certain types of ground would have just about all water in the cane, and that when it cooked down to syrup, or wouldn't be much syrup left. But then some of the cane turned out real good. But it depended a lot on the cane, the type of cane, and where it was grown.
Did you learn a lot from working in the mill and working?
I learned how to work.
In a gym?
I learned to work for a living. Long hours then, and I've worked long hours ever since I've been on my own, too.
As far as family, though, coming over, was the family close back then?
Oh, yeah. Yes. They would come, and my mother had some sisters that would come over in the summertime, and they had children, and us children would go out and gather produce, and my mother and her sisters would stay in the house, and they'd cook and can and get stuff ready for winter. And so they'd stay maybe a week and sometimes 2 weeks. But then we had company about every weekend.
Did you have the room for company?
We made room.
Made room?
Yeah, we'd throw pallets on the floor and sleep on them, what have you. Sleep on cotton, you know.
Out in the gym?
Yeah. Well,
or
in the cotton house.
Right. Are you and your family still close as far as your brothers and your sisters?
Oh, yeah.
Still have family reunions?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where are they still held at?
Pardon?
Where is your family reunions held at now?
We have one over in Abernathy each year in April, and then we just had one recently in October at Oxford Lake, and we've had several at Oxford Lake.
So you still go back to Abernathy or Cleburne County a lot?
Still? Wouldn't miss it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Have a lot of food, too.
Normally. What about politics back when you were growing up? Did politics have any type of effect on you, or did it play a major role in your father's life?
I don't remember a whole lot of politics. They didn't talk politics too much. I can remember my dad getting very mad at Roosevelt when Roosevelt had the farmer to plow up cotton that they'd already planted and bought fertilizer for, and which was one of the best things that ever happened, but he couldn't see it then because he had wasted his seed and his fertilizer and the work and everything, and then he had to turn right around and plow it up. But if he hadn't have done that, well, they wouldn't have got the price of cotton up, and
right.
Wouldn't have had a market for it.
What about the Depression of the 20s? Did the Depression affect you and your family much?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jerry Clower, pardon me for using the name, but Jerry Clower said that they went through the Depression and didn't know it until someone told them. And that's about the way we were. I remember going to the field one morning before the school bus ran. Asked my dad for a nickel to get two pencils with. And he wanted to know what I did with the last ones I had. Did I carry them over our school and grind them up in that old machine? And in the pencil sharpener, you know. And I said, no, I don't do that. I try not to grind it up. And he said, well, you bring these pencils home and I'll sharpen them for you. And he'd sharpen them with his pocket knife. But he didn't want me grinding them up in that machine over there because it cost money. That was a nickel. Yeah. But I was born in 33, so we were coming out of the Depression. But I also remember that one of our neighbors made a comment to my dad about us being rich folks because we had paint on our house. And not many of our neighbors had paint on their house, but we did manage to put paint on. Made it look real good.
Growing up in the South, especially around Cleburne County, What about racism? Was racism a major factor around that part of the country?
I didn't know it. Didn't know anything about it because we had a black lady that my mother let her, I mean, she used her some, and she would help my mother do the washing some, and her name was J.C. Kelly, and I loved her to death. But but now I do remember that she couldn't eat at the table with us, and I couldn't figure out why. We had a table out in the kitchen that J.C. ate out there, and we all went in and ate at the other table. Because there was some racism, but I didn't know why. I couldn't figure out why because I love J.C. But J.C. just as honest as days long. So my mother would kind of kid J.C. And one day she asked her, said, J.C., what would you like for dinner today? She said, lousy, Miss Warren said, I'd like a ham bone and a soup. So my mother went in the house and she took all the meat off his ham bone and just cooked the bone, made soup out of it. So J.C. came in and she saw what she had for dinner. She sat down to it and she said, laws of me, Miss Warren said, you had the bone, but where the meat? So, of course, then mother carried her the meat in there. Right, they had a good life about it, but we thought the world of J.C.
Going back to your father's family, did he talk much about his father and his grandfather and his great-grandfather?
No, he didn't know much about his daddy. His daddy died when he was 8 years old. So his stepdaddy, yes, he did talk about him, Jim Smith. He was a good man. And his mother couldn't have married a better man because he was really good to those children.
What did he do for a living?
He farmed and blacksmith and things like that.
Was he from around Cleburne County?
Well, originally from Georgia.
What part of Georgia?
Oh, around Tallapoosa, Newnan, over in that area.
So he migrated to Alabama? Or?
Yes. I really don't know just who started it, but then the family just kept coming over. They found some pretty good farmland, and they bring others over, and got to be a pretty good family.
What about your mother? Did she ever talk about her family?
Yes. She, of course, she didn't know anything about her mother.
Right.
And my mother loved her daddy. The stepmother she had, I don't think there was a real closeness there. I never did detect it if there was, but now my mother carried her daddy's sayings with her to her grave. She would act on things that he had said over the years, and you know, because she thought if her daddy said it, well, that's the way it was.
Right.
But she really loved her daddy.
Did when you were a child, did they kind of talk about the family trees? Did aunts and uncles come over and talk about their past as far as what they did while they were growing up or how the mothers and fathers met and started dating and whatnot?
Oh, yes. Yeah, this was... see, of course, we didn't have a radio until I don't know what age I was. But back then, anything to do with culture was handed down from parents to children to the grandchildren on and things like that. And at one time, I knew all relatives' names and their children's names and things like that. This was very important that they hand down their heritage to their children. And we even... There's a some Warrens lives in Piedmont, Alabama. That the man's dead now, but I remember talking to him one day, and he was trying to trace relationships with us. And he had gone back to the Mayflower or something like that, and there was a Jack and a John Warren. One came over like now, and 3 months later, another one came over, and he had carried it back to that. Now, but he still couldn't find anywhere in there where we were related. So there must have been two different sets of them or something. I don't know what, but anyhow, they did come over to me.
Do you have any kids right now?
Got three girls and a boy.
Do you pass? Do you try to pass, or do you pass down any type of heritage that you grew up with? Or
I've tried, but I haven't done any good at it.
They're just not interested, or
I don't think they care about hearing about that anymore. They don't care about how hard we worked or how things that went on back there. It seems to be, you know, it's kind of like the walking to school in snow down in Florida.
Barefoot.
And, you know, well, they cut you off pretty quick. So they just don't want to hear it. And, so I don't try to express it to them. It seems to be a lost art there. So, and I'm sorry to hear that, because I was interested in things like that when I was growing up.
Why do you think the change from generation to generation?
I think it's our method of communication now. There's too many other things to occupy the time, mm-hmm. or to occupy their interest.
Does religion play a major part in your life today?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Pretty much so. Yeah, I'm Baptist, and my wife's Baptist, and all of our children are Baptist, and their spouses.
What's your son do?
He's in at seminary in Louisville, Kentucky right now, and he's just begun about a couple months ago.
How many kids how many grandchildren do you have?
Got seven.
Got
five grandsons and two granddaughters.
All by the same family or the same mother?
No, my oldest daughter's got three sons. My second daughter's got a boy and a girl. And my third daughter has got a boy and a girl. And my son doesn't have any children at this time.
The decreasing size of families, I mean, just one generation from your family of six, as far as four sisters and two boys,
mm-hmm.
down to a daughter with just three sons, and a daughter with a son and a daughter, and another daughter with a son and a daughter. Why do you think the family seems to be, I guess, shrinking in size?
Well,
is it because the lack of farming, or?
I think that's a one factor, is because you don't need as many farm hands now, and there's not that much farming going on. And we have equipment that does our farming for us. We used to pick cotton by hand, for an example. Now you've got machinery to pick the cotton. You used to pick corn by hand. Machinery does it now. You used to gather hay by hand. Now the machinery does it. It's quite expensive to, education is such an important part today that you don't want to have more children than you can educate.